Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email came to us anonymously, Ben. You want to read it?
Sure. Hi, Ben and Nathan. Check out this turd floating around an LSAT face group. Yikes.
Face group?
I'm going freaking crazy. Facebook group.
Okay.
Thank you. So this is a turd floating around an LSAT Facebook group. Who the hell is still on Facebook? Anyways.
I know. Really? Yeah. That is like, what Facebook. Are you doing? I mean, what do you expect on Facebook? Oh my God. But okay. Yeah.
Okay. For background, this redacted correspondent continues. I think this tutor is telling people that this because he wants to direct them to his app instead of practice tests. This app, released in March, is called LSAT Angel. Redacted says, sound familiar? Yeah, that's odd. There's so much bad advice out there. It make me crazy, I think Redacted it makes. Anyways, I hope you're both well. Please don't use my name. So this person shares a link to LSAC's Law Hub and then says, but also understand that you should not take more than a single practice test in the next 5 months. Whoa. Oh, okay. And then this person writes, why is that? Then the tutor responds, because it's not a good way to learn what you need to know. I'll have a free talk on this topic soon. Message me if you'd like me to send you the info for the talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange. Don't take a test for 5 months.
Yeah,
go don't take a hide test in a hole.
Well, no. Pay me for tutoring for 5 months. Sign up for my program for 5 months. But don't do practice tests because I want you to go to my app instead of doing practice tests. What does that mean, Ben, when an LSAT prep non-professional wants you to do their prep but not practice tests? It means something. We can infer
that they're afraid you'll see
well
how little progress you're making.
Maybe that, but I think we can infer something else.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Why would they maybe not distribute LSAT practice tests?
That's interesting. They don't have a license.
That's my hypothesis. I mean, I haven't cared to fact check myself on this, but my guess is that this is not an LSAC licensee. This is not somebody who, you know, like has people sign up for the Law Hub and the Prep Plus. Like, this is not legit. It's not somebody who's using licensed materials. So if you're not using licensed materials, then you say, oh, well, it's not the best way to learn. So study for 5 months, which, by the way, how many students do we have that are totally successful and kill it after 2 months?
That's crazy. Yeah, a lot. So
many, many, not everybody. I mean, it's different for everybody. The process takes longer in many cases, but it is sometimes people just take to it. And I think that's why our program offers really the very best value because man, if you're a killer, if you're like just naturally good at this stuff, our program is perfectly for you because boy, you can, in a month, you can come do LSAT Demon Live for a month and kill it. Some people take to it naturally. And everybody realizes eventually that it's easy and it just makes perfect sense. But especially for the people who are like, nah, I've always been good at standardized tests and I'm going to be good at this test too.
Yeah.
A month or two of us, you're going to totally kill it.
Yeah.
Or you could do 5 months of this guy and never do a practice test or do the only one free one that's available on LSAC. That would be dumb. But anyway, yeah, there's LSAT Angel, Ben. You got the demon on one shoulder.
Don't listen to the angel. That's all I can say. In this case, the angel.
You got the
wrong.
Angel whispering, no, don't do practice tests. Wait 5 months. Don't do shit for 5 months. Don't actually do the real test for 5 months.
Don't use profanity. Stop it.
Demon's like, fuck that guy. What? Do a fucking practice test. What are you afraid of?
The demon's a friendly demon. It's not even demonic. It's just a friendly demon helping you do the best you can. All right. Cool.
We're going to wrap it up there. Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some, you know, intelligence from the law school community of people imitating us poorly.
Yep. On your face groups. Yep. Thank you.
Face groups. Please, everybody get off Facebook, for God's sake. Now, email daily@lsatdemon.com to share whatever LSAT or law school admissions news or just bullshit with us. Thanks for listening.